Hi, this is Pete Fornital. You know, radio and rock and roll have changed a great deal in the past few years. Unfortunately, one of the consequences of those changes has been the virtual disappearance of folk music and the American folk tradition from the nation's airwaves. Well, NEWFM recognizes the great wealth of music contained in that tradition, and so each Sunday morning, we'll be presenting a wide range of folk-oriented music, including present-day popular artists, as well as folk heroes of another era.
Singing good morning, America, how are you? Saying, don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles and day's done.
Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
Helplessly hoping her heart licking hovers nearby, you're waiting a word.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night forever.
Sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now.
Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Rock me on the water.
Me. In a jingle tangle morning, I come following you.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
From Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just my guess tonight.
Oh, under the falling sky.
Well, just get down, chill, and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud.
the load right on me.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave.
Also be on the lookout for new talent in the classic folk tradition. Artists and groups that have long been an integral part of the NEWFM sound will once again ring out at 102.7. Don't miss a second of it. Only on NEWFM. Oh my, my, what have I gotten myself into now? This is quite an ambitious project we have undertaken for ourselves, isn't it, here at 102.7? That's a presentation tape that Earl Bailey and I whipped together a couple of weeks ago, and here it is, our premiere, the first show in what we hope will be a long series, and we haven't got the final definitive name for it. We thought about a lot of titles in the weeks between things. Let me give you a few. Well, I don't know if they're rejects yet because we're going to let you decide. But here's a couple that we were throwing around. Acoustic Breakfast. Chelsea Morning. Something Else Again. That one sounds very familiar to me. Sunday Morning Coming Down. Bringing It All Back Home. List after list after list. And when we finally looked at it, we couldn't decide on any one of them. So we're going to let you listen to this first two-hour show and then send your suggestions along with any other comments you might have to Pete Fornital, care of NEWFM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. In the meanwhile, we have settled on a working title of Mixed Bag for what I consider to be a number of very good reasons. First of all, we stole the title Mixed Bag from an old Richie Havens album because it happens to be the very first album ever played on this radio station 15 years ago, back on October 30th, 1967, when Roscoe made his debut here and turned FM radio in New York on its ear. So I thought it was only natural that we go back to our roots for a new show that intends to draw heavily on the rich traditions and history of this very special radio station. Secondly, the title Mixed Bag implies great variety. And if you were listening closely to our presentation tape a while ago, then you already know that a wide variety of music is exactly what we intend to present on this program in the weeks and months ahead. That reminds me. First shows are deceiving. I hate them. I'm usually much more at home with seventh shows or ninth shows or 12th shows, but first shows are usually a hodgepodge of trial balloons and long-winded explanations, just like this one is turning out to be, in fact. So enough of the verbiage. It is time to let the music do the talking. It's time for the first full song on a brand new show. You know, it's funny. I remember all of my first songs at NEWFM. The very first one back in July of 69 was Sing This All Together by the Stones. For my early morning show, it was Bluebird by the Buffalo Springfield. For the midday show, which I've been doing the longest, it was Beginnings by Chicago. Now, I tell you that just so you know that this first selection was deliberately chosen with a great amount of thought, respect, and affection. Welcome to Mixed Bag on NEWFM.
Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire? And as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire. For we believed in things, and so we'd sing. Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire? And as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire. For we believed in things, and so we'd sing, and so we'd sing.
Doctor, he said I poke around in it, but it might be malignant.
NEWFM. We began this new program with the late Harry Chapin, and from his final album sequel, Remember When the Music, then on to Kenny Rankin from his Like a Seed collection, an ode and a tribute to the String Man, finally winding up with Michael Franks from his first Can't Seem to Shake This Rock and Roll, and that is a point that I would like to make right here and now at 102.7. There will be a lot of rock and roll on this program as well. This is not an old folks home or an old folkies home, as the case may be. The permeation of rock and roll on folk music and the marriage between those two forms over the years has given birth to such a rich history and tradition of music, and we will try and share a lot of that with you in the weeks and months ahead, particularly that unique hybrid known as folk rock, which burst upon the world in the mid-60s in the shape and form of many artists and performers and groups and bands and whatever. And all you can do is look back at the historical record and see that within 4 months of one another, each of these songs appeared on the American popular music charts in America back in 1965. And each in its own way is responsible for spawning all of which came after it. We'll start with this one.
Hi, this is Roger McGuinn, and you're listening to Pete Fornatel on WNEW-FM in New York, where rock lives.
Chosen speed. I'm not the one you want.
And NEWFM, lots of good stuff like that in the programs ahead here at 102.7 on our new Sunday show, working title Mixed Bag. I neglected to mention, by the way, how silly of me, that in our second hour on this premiere program, I will be joined in the studio by Don McLean for some conversation about his long and successful career and some live music on the radio, too, today. That's between 11 and noon at 102.7. Now, we heard The Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man, Seekers, I'll Never Find Another You, We Five, You Are On My Mind, and The Turtles, It Ain't Me, Babe, all of which became magnificent chart successes in the United States within 4 months of one another back in 1965 and kicked off, of course, what came to be known as the folk rock revolution. Now, I know what you're thinking, or I know what you're saying. You played four folk rock songs. Two of them were by Bob Dylan, but no Bob Dylan himself in the set. That's because Bob Dylan, as we all know, belongs in a class by himself. And one of the things that we hope to do in the weeks ahead, one of the people that we hope to talk to, is John Hammond, a giant in the record business who signed, get this, both Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen to Columbia Records, among a whole host of others. But in any event, in John's autobiography called John Hammond on Record, this is what he had to say about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is a superlative artist and a most complex human being. He lives, I think, in a fantasy world which he is powerful enough to impose on the real one the rest of us inhabit. He has created his own persona and put it to the service of his art. The combination is irresistible. His genius has been the acuity of his vision of American life, his ability to internalize his observations and experiences, and his artistry in retelling them in a penetrating and dramatic poetry that overwhelms his hearers. With persistence and intensity, he has opposed war profiteers, lynchers, racists, and all forms of injustice. As I look back, I think it was his air of being willing to take on the world that grabbed me. It was bold. It was witty. For all his somber moods, Dylan has a saving humor. And it was very attractive. And I confess he twanged a responsive chord in the young part of me which shared his ambitions to change the world. Bob Dylan at NEWFM.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. We'll be right back.
at NEWFM. That is Joni Mitchell from her exquisite new album, While Things Run Fast, and Chinese Cafe. That is an answer to all of those who say they don't write songs like that anymore. Well, they do here in 1982, soon to be 1983. And Joni Mitchell is, of course, living proof of that fact. Bob Dylan before a title song from the Times. They are a changin'. If you've just joined us, welcome to the premier edition of Mixed Bag. That's a working title at 102.7. We're going to leave it up to you to pick the real one. My live in-studio guest for conversation and performance in the second hour from 11:05 until about 12 noon will be Don McLean. So you please stay tuned. Pete Fornital at 102.7. Now, another one of the things that I would like to do on a regular basis, another regular feature on Mixed Bag, will be a weekly theme set. Now, we have a lot of fun with that concept during our workforce block hours during the week, but I have always been fascinated by the way artists and musicians take their own interpersonal problems as well as societal problems and turn them into little pieces of art, songs, whatever, and share them with all of the rest of the world to derive some benefit from. And so to salute that very process, we will share a theme set with you each week. And we'll start today, because it is the holiday season, with the theme of loneliness, because that's a problem that certainly many people feel even more acutely at this time of year than of loneliness. Being alone can be a beautiful experience when you choose it. This is more aptly called solitude. Loneliness is not usually chosen. It is that aching kind of emptiness that accompanies those times in your life when you are without family, friends, or the person that you love most. Loneliness at NEWFM.